Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has concluded his participation in the 2025 BRICS Summit, which took place over 2 days, July the 6th and the 7th, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. President Prabowo's presence at the summit marked Indonesia's official participation for the first time as a full member of BRICS. In an official statement delivered on Tuesday, July the 8th, Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya described the moment as a historic milestone in Indonesia's foreign relations.
This marks a new chapter in history. Indonesia officially participated in the BRICS summit for the first time. It was initiated by the president himself, and within the same year, we were accepted. All BRICS member countries supported and endorsed us. And in the same year, we officially became a full member of BRICS.
Dan akhirnya di tahun yang sama juga kita resmi menjadi anggota penuh BRICS.
The forum was attended by 28 heads of state and government, including 10 BRICS member countries, 10 partner nations, and 8 guest countries. President Prabowo used the opportunity to share Indonesia's vision of expanding global cooperation. Furthermore, BRICS now represents nearly 50% of the world's population and accounts for approximately 35% of global gross domestic product or GDP. Indonesia's membership is seen as a recognition of the country's strategic role on the global stage. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the 2025 BRICS Summit on July the 6th to the 7th in Brazil, and during the summit, he raised two key issues of concern for Indonesia, namely climate change and global health. Indonesia's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Armand Nasir, in an official statement on Tuesday said, President Prabowo reaffirmed Indonesia's strong commitment to addressing climate change, particularly through accelerating the national energy transition.
President Prabowo stated that the impacts of climate change are being deeply felt in Indonesia, and he expressed Indonesia's commitment to combating climate change, especially through our efforts in energy transition.
In addition, President Prabowo also voiced Indonesia's commitment to supporting the global health agenda. Indonesia remains dedicated to working with the World Health Organization, especially in tackling infectious diseases such as tuberculosis and malaria. This year's BRICS Summit also served as an early coordination platform ahead of the upcoming COP30 climate conference scheduled to take place in October. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We'll be right back. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome listener who has just joined through RRNet channel. And I'd like to tell you that we are still on air on our online streaming platforms, namely vonnews.id, and also the application RRE Digital, available for Android and also iOS. By the way, I'm Steve and I will be in here with you, and today we'll be talking about the recent report by UN about companies allegedly funding Israel in its war and occupation in Gaza, and also more information related to Indonesia. But before all that, we'd like to play you several songs. For example, the next one by Lomba Sihir, entitled Hati dan Paru-Paru.
Paru-paru dari paling tajam. safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia. To the world listener, you're still listening to The Voice of Indonesia on RRINet and also through the VONS.id and the application RRI Digital. Listener, the whole world, media, and also a lot of movements are focusing on the report from UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, which revealed companies allegedly supporting Israel occupation and war on Gaza. And to know what UN says about the report and what kind of action that we need to do, we'll talk with Miklos Gasper, the director of United Nations Information Center, Jakarta. Good afternoon, Miklos Gasper.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you really, really clearly. So I'd like to know, sir, what is the UN's assessment of the current humanitarian crisis in Gaza and what the UN will say towards the recent report about the companies allegedly supporting Israel?
Yes, okay. Thank you for that, and thank you for the opportunity to clarify the position of the United Nations and to inform your listeners about this very important topic and grave development in Gaza. So let me start by saying that the United Nations remains gravely concerned about the humanitarian situation that's unfolding in Gaza. The Secretary General has described the suffering as unbearable. Nearly 21 months into this conflict, civilians in Gaza are enduring relentless displacement, starvation, and destruction on an unprecedented scale. Fuel is running out. Hospitals are barely functioning. Water and sanitation systems have collapsed. Humanitarian access is being strangled, even denied. Furthermore, over 463 aid workers have been killed, including more than 300 UN staff, most of them from UNRWA, the backbone of humanitarian operations in Gaza. UNRWA provides food, healthcare, shelter, and education to over 2 million people, the entire population, almost the entire population of Gaza. There's no other agency that can replicate the scale, access, and enjoys the same trust within the community. The Secretary General has also expressed numerous times his concern about the use of the so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. This is a militarized and externally controlled aid distribution mechanism that has replaced coordinated, principled humanitarian access with a model that has proven both dangerous and at the same time ineffective. Since the operation of the so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation began, hundreds of Palestinians have been killed while attempting to access food and assistance. The UN has made it very clear that it will not participate in any arrangement that does not fully respect the humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and also independence. At the same time, to go back to your question, the United Nations is aware of certain claims, including those made by civil society groups and reporting the media, concerning private companies allegedly contributing to the conflict through their involvement in arms production, surveillance, logistic, construction, or finance. And that some or several of these companies are not Israeli companies, but are companies from outside the region. At the same time, I'd like to underline that it's important to clarify that these findings came from a report by a UN Special Rapporteur, who is an independent expert appointed by the Human Rights Council. As with all special rapporteurs, their findings and recommendations are not official UN positions. They are not UN staff. They do not speak on behalf of the United Nations. They speak on their capacity and under a mandate that was given to them by the Human Rights Council. However, in general, I can say that the UN continues to emphasize that businesses have responsibilities under the UN guiding principles on business and human rights. They must avoid causing or contributing to human rights abuses and take steps to identify, prevent, and mitigate any negative impacts that their operations may have. Where credible evidence exists, allegations of any corporate complicity must be thoroughly investigated, and accountability must follow in line with international law.
And based on this, you said that these businesses have to follow the principles of UN, and therefore, what can we do, the people and the government, to regarding the this allegation, and also in an effort to ensure the accountability and also to protect the civilians in Gaza?
Well. So all parties to a conflict, any conflict, be they state and non-state actors, you know, public, i.e. governments, or private individuals, they all have obligations under international humanitarian and human rights law. This, first and foremost, includes the protection of civilians, the facilitation of humanitarian aid, and the pursuit of accountability when violations occur. During the 21 months of the conflict, the Secretary General of the UN has numerous times called on all parties of the conflict to protect civilians, enable the facilitation of humanitarian aid, and also to pursue accountability, and at the same time, release the hostages unconditionally. Governments all over the world have a duty to regulate business enterprises within their jurisdiction and ensure that they conduct proper human rights due diligence, especially when operating in conflict-affected areas such as Gaza these days. National and international accountability mechanisms must be strengthened to address serious violations and ensure justice for all victims. Corporations need to remain vigilant in assessing their operations as well as their supply chains, so their subcontractors. If there are links that may contribute to harm against civilians or to violations of international law, they must take appropriate action, whether that means disengaging from contracts, enhancing transparency, or strengthening all kinds of safeguards. At the same time, all stakeholders, including civil society and the general public, have a role in promoting respect for international law and responsible business conduct, and perhaps this interview that now you're conducting with me is along those lines. Transparency, constructive engagement, and public awareness can contribute to ensuring that companies uphold their human rights responsibilities, particularly in situations of armed conflict. Accountability is not optional. That's again something that the Secretary General has said numerous times. It is essential to ensuring that the laws and principles designed to protect civilians in any war situation are upheld. The people of Gaza and of any other conflict-affected region, from Sudan to Ukraine, need more than words. They need action, protection, and justice.
So from this, that we know that everybody from the civil society, government, corporates, all of us share the similar obligation towards avoid harming civilians in any form, in any contribution, any form of contribution, and also violating international human rights law. Okay, thank you very much, Miklos Gaspar, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for having me.
And listener, that is the director of United Nations Information Center Jakarta, Miklos Gaspar, related to the recent report from Francesca Albanese, and he emphasized that it is not reflecting or even representing UN in this report. And despite that, everybody needs to be responsible in any action, like in the people, the business, the government, everybody, not only in Gaza but in any conflict that is ongoing in the world. Okay, so you can listen again to this conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah
Service of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Besar kepalaku,
jika dia jadi pacarku, sombong pastiku.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, akan ku banggakan.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, ngetop aku ikutan.
Hanya tak dah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya,
dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kau pada dirinya dalam layar kaca.
Oh, apakah mungkin seorang biasa
menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Jika Raisa jadi pacarku,
Raisa, yo Raiso.
Jika Dian Sastro pacarku,
turun berat badanku.
Jika Kiki Saputri pacarku,
bakal abis lu di roasting.
Jika Vincent Desta pacarku,
hey, itu kan dua orang.
Enak gak boleh.
Hanya nama bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya.
Dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang siapa? Jauh di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar Selena Gomez?
Mungkin menjadi pacar Jimin dan Jungkook?
Ya, mungkin
menjadi pacar Kim Kardashian?
Ya, mungkin.
That's Project Pop featuring Hi-Fi with Pacarku Superstar, or My Lover is a Superstar. And at the moment, you'll be listening to a story about Desa Panjalu, or the village of Panjalu, which has a lot of history about the Sundanese people. And also the ancient civilization, also interesting stuff in it. But before that, let's listen to this one. We have Juicy Lucy with Lagu Nikah, or The Wedding Song. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on RRI Digital and also RRI Net.
Dari esok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama. Lihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang kini setelah sang ibunda. Kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, 3 hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati ini. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cuman kisah-kisah aja, nyangku itu.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Public understand about Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. Is an area that, according to the saga, was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngurah and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngurah, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, or work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, or glory, for kasalamatan, or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngurah. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in a cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kaya bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Kang Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
When there was a potential candidate for a region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang gitu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and, what is it, karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol, kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, begitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu village head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama
As Panjalu village head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Padakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu, jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani.
Thank you very much for people watching from RRNA channel, and we are still in here on vionis.id and application RRI Digital. Stay tuned on RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau mampir hari ini, bila tidak sekarang, janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Saturday sunset, we're lying on my bed with 5 hours to go. Fingers entwined, and so were our minds crying, I don't want you to go. You wiped away tears, but not fears, under the still and clear indigo. Said, baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this, babe. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I pray the block in my airway dissipates and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies destiny decried. Something beautiful died too soon. But I'm letting go. I'm giving up the ghost. But don't get me wrong, I'll always love you, that's why wrote you this very last song. I guess this is where we say goodbye. I know I'll be alright. Someday I'll be fine, but just not tonight. Plunging into all kinds of diversions, like lush wine and some soirees. But even with gin and surging adrenaline, I see you're all that can intoxicate. Oceans and engines, you're skilled at infringing on great love affairs. It's home, all I've known is long gone and 10,000 miles away, and I'm not okay, but I'm letting go. I'm giving up the ghost, but don't get me wrong,
I'm giving up. Your ghost has come to a close. I mark the end with this last song I wrote. I'm letting go. This is the last falsetto I'll ever sing to you, my great lost love.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.